Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Friday Bite-Sized Political Podcast here today, April the 19th, and I hope this one finds you well. As always, this podcast is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And we're going to talk about World War III again, because it was only last night during our live that I was saying, yep, looks like World War III is off, given the headline, which was the lead story in the Daily Mail, yesterday. So I'm going to read out. This is the headline from yesterday. Listen to this. Israel aborts plan to carry out retaliatory strike in Iran. Netanyahu decided not to proceed following discussion with Joe Biden. So, okay. So that sounds good news, doesn't it? Israel has aborted the plan to carry out any retaliatory strike on Iran. Here's the headline from today. Israel strikes back at Iran. Explosions rock airbase in city linked to Tehran's nuke program as Netanyahu launches attack in defiance of Biden. There you go. So yesterday, we're not going to attack. Today, we are going to attack. Now, let's get into this a little bit, shall we? Because, of course, the first thing to say is the media deliberately carrying misleading headlines that would lure, for example, Iranian intelligence into thinking, yeah, it's not going to be a problem? I wonder. Do you think the media might lie to us? Do you? So, I mean, the more salient question is, do you think the media might ever tell us the truth? Because I don't think they could or do. I don't believe anything the media tells us anymore, and I wish I never had. But in this particular situation, you know, clearly, this response to the Iranian attack or Iranian attack, which itself is in response to the Israeli attack on the embassy, the Iran embassy in Damascus, this is going to provoke more stuff, more conflict. And, you know, on the one hand, we have the media saying, oh, yeah, Netanyahu, he's listened to Joe Biden and he's not going to do anything. And then the media saying, yeah, he listened to Joe Biden and then he did something anyway. Now, I suppose the issues here is, what is the level of control that Biden would exercise over Netanyahu? And that's a matter of some contention. I don't know. Or is it more the control that Netanyahu exercises over Joe Biden? You can pick your corner in this one. But clearly, circumstances are not as they are have been portrayed in the media. So it looks to me like, I remember talking about this the other day, about the fact that Israeli generals said that they would be preparing a response to the Iran attack. And that's exactly what's happened. That's exactly what's happened. So maybe if we want to know what's going to happen, we need to listen to the Israeli military, because they will tell us what they intend to do, when they do it, and how they do it, of course, is a different matter. And I just see this as a further provocation in the area. And the issue for me is Netanyahu making all these decisions himself? Is he just deciding, right, you know, we've been attacked by Iran, so we're going to attack Iran back? But, you know, to do that means that you have to set aside the fact that the attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which killed people, was you know, that was Israel going out doing a, you know, doing a solo run. And I mean, in this situation, I honestly think, I'm not sure there's any good guys. Just like between Ukraine and Russia, I'm not sure there's any good guys. But in that case, I'm really sure that Ukraine aren't the good guys. I'm really sure of that. In this circumstance, it's more complex. And as I've said to you before, you're in a region where there's thousands of years of history, contested history, all kinds of animosities, you know, going back into ancient history. So it's very, I think we need to be careful we don't get drawn in. I think that's the first thing we shouldn't, you know. So in a way, if Israel wants to attack Iran and Iran wants to attack Israel, well, knock themselves out. Not my problem, except it does become my problem if this is somehow erupts into a broader conflict. If it were to, erupt into a nuclear exchange, it sure as hell would be my problem. So as I said, we do have to be careful. And again, it makes me wonder, do you think this would have happened if Donald Trump had have been in the White House and if he had have been the guy speaking to Netanyahu? Do you think Netanyahu would have still gone ahead and still proceeded? Although, of course, it's perfectly possible that Biden did give him the green light, and they're just pretending that Biden didn't give him the green light. In the world of politics, the one thing that's certain is nothing's for certain. You know, it's really, everything is smoke and mirrors. So I don't see how this latest attack helps the cause of peace in the region. I don't see that. I see people celebrating this attack in Iran. So then on the same logic, will they celebrate the Iranian response on Israel? I mean, it's just an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And, you know, we're all blind. So there we have it, my friends. Anyway, it looks like the conflict is back on again. Thanks for listening.